Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hate shopping for pants? You're not alone. Jack Archer's Jet Setter Tech Pants are basically the answer to every guy's closet struggles. With their customizable fit, wrinkle-free fabric sourced from Japan, and all-day comfort, these pants can take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Seriously, these might be the only pants you'll ever need. Style them with the Jet Setter Tee, Legacy button-down shirt, or the buttery Legacy Polo sweater, and you've got timeless staples to meet your everyday wardrobe needs. Jack Archer is just better. For a limited time, get 15% off using the code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your entire order.
State Senator Jennifer Carroll Foy here, asking you to vote for my friend, Ghazala Hashmi, for Lieutenant Governor. She's a lifelong educator who's fought to expand job training. And Ghazala wrote the bill protecting Medicaid from Trump and MAGA extremists. Join me in voting for Ghazala Hashmi for Lieutenant Governor and Democrats up and down the ballot. Paid for by Workers Vote. 212-265-7000. Not authorized by any federal candidate or federal candidates committee. Workers Vote is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Welcome to another edition of Spits and Suds. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Really excited to welcome in senior staff writer for DallasStars.com. He's been a fixture covering the Stars since 1994. The greatness of Mike Hyker will join us in just a second. We are proudly presented by the On Time Experts. That's right, the official HVAC company of your Dallas Stars, keeping you comfortable all season long. And of course, the official HVAC and plumbing company of Spits and Suds. You know what I love about them? They are supporting local DFW hockey. You're not going to find customer service like this anywhere else. My technician, when he came to my house, asked me anything else. How are you feeling? He then pointed out that he does not like to leave customers until they're completely satisfied. And that's what you get for the on-time experts. And I keep saying it. You don't need to be on a list. You can get your HVAC or plumbing situation resolved that day. It's guaranteed same-day service. Not only is it same-day service, they'll put you in a window so you don't have to wait all day. Not only that, they'll follow up with you and they'll give you updates when your technician will arrive. Not only that, your technician will call you when they arrive at the house. That's the kind of extra effort they make. And good news, everybody, they extended their specials, some amazing specials, including that $59 complete AC and furnace tune-up cleaning. That's something that I want you to do for peace of mind. For just $59, you know that you're in good working condition and high efficiency throughout the winter, spring, and summer. Also, that $77 off of a plumbing repair, $500 off if you need a new AC or HVAC system, and that free second opinion. There are all kinds of specials that you can check out. All you have to do is go to theontimeexperts.com. So proud to have them on board. So glad they're sponsoring Spits and Suds. It's the On Time Experts. It's always great to catch up with the greatness of Mike Hyka. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing great. It's been an exciting start to the season. Lots going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, I'm just going to start with like news that might not be big on the ice, but has Stars in a tizzy. Stars fans want that third sweater debut. And today at practice, some new pants being worn by the boys with Dallas down. So Brad Albert's Stars president sending out those eye emojis again.
Yeah. As a part of the organization, I get very nervous about trying to break any of this stuff because I think Brad likes to break it.
He does. I
honestly have no idea. And yeah. I'm just as excited as they are just to see what's going on. And I'm hopeful that something will be announced very quickly.
Okay. You are allowed to talk about this, however, of the sweaters throughout the years and the unis, which is Mike Hyka's favorite. Mine personally, which I almost hate they used it for such a short amount of time, I thought the Winter Classic with the D was the nicest.
It's interesting because I'm old school, obviously, and so that has all the elements that I love in sports uniforms, the felt patches, the coloring, just the whole look of it has like a 1950s, 1960s look to it. But here's the reveal. I actually like the home victory green right now.
Oh, yeah, it's a good one. Yep.
I think it's like, because you walk around the arena and you see, eight different jerseys, and that's the one that really pops to me.
It does.
Somebody was wearing, I can't remember who it was, whether the Turco or Moro, the black basketball ones. And I hated them back in the day. And I said, well, that actually, it doesn't look bad. So my point is, I guess Stars fans have a lot of different choices on which their favorites are, which, you can wear different ones every game and look pretty good.
Yep.
For whatever reason, I like the logo. I like the coloring. When they went to the silver instead of the gold, I think that was a really good decision.
Okay, Jake Ottinger out after the birth of his child. Not at practice today. Not expected to start Tuesday, you mentioned. So DeSmith in net. Also, Duchesne and Hintz did not practice, so they are not expected as well.
Correct. It's funny, Glenn's been so good, and he's such a nice guy, but it's got to be just driving the coaching staff crazy just because how do you get any consistency when, your lineup's different every single game, but it is what it is.
Mike, do you realize when you're on the road that really you're the only one asking like the questions? Like,
yes,
it's,
I am.
Okay, all right. I just want to make sure, and I want to give you a stick tap and props because you asked some really good questions after the game. And there, you get good information out of them. So I just wanted to let everyone know that without you asking the questions, we really wouldn't have these because you're on the road with them.
Yeah, it's funny. So we've had this debate before on, do we just, take this all to ourselves and try and drive people to our website? And my theory on all of this is get as much information out to as many people as we can. And I think you've seen, and you've had these people on your show, different people are really putting a lot into covering the Dallas Stars.
Yeah.
So when I'm out there, I like, whether it's morning skate, post game, whenever we get an opportunity, I record everything and try and send it out to as many people as I can when we're on the road, because I want people talking about it. And the other thing is I'm a fan, so I know everybody doesn't want to just hear what I have to say. So I like when other people have a lot of opinion, and so you see with Robert Tiffin or DLLS or with the Dallas Morning News, I like having all those voices out there talking about the Dallas Stars.
You do a great job with that, and I do appreciate
that.
You've supported this program as well. How's the podcast going with Razor?
Great. He is an interesting individual. He is a what's the word I'm looking for? A huge fan of podcasts, and he studies it. He wants it to be, as good as it can be. And he is a driving force. Like, I always give him a hard time. I'm the Ed McMahon of the show, the sidekick, which is fine. I enjoy that role.
It's called Podman Rush. You can find it actually on Odyssey or wherever your favorite podcasts are found. It's all over the place. It's a terrific podcast featuring Mike and Daryl Razor Ray. Okay, article out today that you wrote, Savoring the Story, Stars of Plenty of Fun Moments to Follow as the Season Gets Rolling. And you highlighted some of those people, Justin Ritzkovian and Adam Ernie, and the coaches are noticing their recent play.
Yeah, and the opportunity, I think, is a great thing. So Ritzkovian comes, he doesn't even start college till he's 20, comes out when he's 23, And then, you know, kind of explodes with the Texas Stars last season. And now as we, you know, as the Dallas Stars navigate the salary cap and injuries, there are openings out there, openings for players to really take a big chunk of the ice. And he's done a great job of that. A really good kid, a gritty player. If you look at his numbers, his last year in college and then last year with the Texas Stars, he can be an offensive player. Mm-hmm. And so he scored the other night, which they needed that goal. Adam Ernie is a veteran player. He's 30. He's got 300 NHL games, and he's had injury issues, so he had no contract. So he actually had to come to training camp as a professional tryout. And then, boom, he makes the roster. He played in Edmonton when Glenn Gulitz was an assistant coach. He played in Detroit, and Jim Neal knows those people very well. So he comes in again, scored a goal in Tampa. And these are, I mean, at times like this, nobody's scoring goals. They need that kind of help.
Yep.
And so, one, it's great for the team. It's great for the fans. But two, it's great for them. I mean, this is like Justin Ritzkovian, the way that he scored his first NHL goal. He's in there fighting in Florida, gets high-sticked by Seth Jones, gets a four-minute penalty, so double minor, goes in, gets glued up, not even stitched up. They had to use the glue to close the you know, wound in his nose, so that he could get back on the ice, gets back in time. So Wyatt Johnson scored in the first half of the 4 minute power play. And then Justin comes in and he scores in the second half, and that's his first goal. So that's a great, I mean, you can tell your grandkids that, you always hear that, you can tell your, but that is something, you know, you can tell them that, hey, you know, I was at the place of the defending Stanley Cup champion, and, you know, I drew the high stick. I helped our team come back, and they lost in the shootout, but I really thought they played a great game. And that's a great story for them.
Yeah. You know, it's one of those things. I do the podcast after the game, and I'm just like overly positive, because with so many injuries and so many offensive stars out, I'm like, this is pretty impressive that you beat Carolina, you beat Washington. You're doing it kind of different than what your normal game is. You're playing a much better defensive game. And then you go into Florida and you grab 2 points. I mean, I always say personally, Mike, I think overtime flipped the coin at that right. point. You know, I mean, I don't know how much you can put, because you can't say, well, coverage was blown when it's 3-on-3.
Well, that part of it too, and you know, the previous one, I think, where Mikko turned the puck over, that was a bad thing. And then two, I think the biggest problem in that game was they had the 5-on-3 power play in the third period, and they had a chance to, you know, go ahead, which, you know, who knows how the game would have ended, because I think there was 9 or 10 minutes left when the 5-on-3 expired. But point being is, yes, you know, you're pushing people to different limits, and really good teams to different limits. And I understand why fans would be disappointed, because a lot of times the players themselves are disappointed. They're 6-3-3 right now. I was talking today at practice, but I've been in 6 locker rooms where they're really mad because they lost the game. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, as mad as the fans get, the players get even madder. Jake, after that Tampa game, was fuming because he really wanted to win that game. And I think he felt that he really did everything he could and it didn't work out for him. And so it is hard. And I get some emails sometimes saying I'm too positive as well. But I do think this process of getting to where they want to get to, it is going to take some time. And the fact that they, you know, decided to change the coaching staff, that, you know, they're going to have some ups and downs, and the injuries are going to have some ups and downs. And the fact you give Mikko $12 million, and then that costs you players like Mason Marchment, and you can't re-sign Mikael Granlund. I mean, those are things you're going to have to adjust to. And I understand why fans get upset about different things. But I also think if you can take a step back and look at the big picture, it's something you can enjoy. And a friend of mine said he was watching the game and he goes, that was a really good game. And, you know, I think it was a Tampa game, maybe the Florida game, but the thought process is, okay, well, that's, you know, that should be worth your investment in time that you just got to watch a really good game. I know you want to win, obviously, and you know there's a bigger goal at the end of the season. But I think sometimes just sitting down and saying, you know, that was a really good game. I spent my time wisely. So I understand why fans can get upset, but I'm like you. I'm positive probably more often than I need to be.
Well, with Ritkovian's play, do you think we'll see him maybe move up on lines? And that kind of brings me to Maverick Bork. In some games, he's flashed really, really well. We got a couple of games last week where I thought he was playing well. But over the weekend, it's just not popping on a consistent level. And maybe the expectations are too high for Maverick Bork right now.
It could be. I mean, that's a really good point. I think when you look at Stankoven and Bork together, they were fantastic. And I think they're still, even last year, they were times when they were trying to find that easy stride. I get a lot of criticism for Sam Steele as well, saying, why is he up so far? So yes, you could see Ritkovian up there. But again, I think the question would become, you know, is that the best use? And the real hope is, Roope Hintz comes back, Matt Duchene comes back, Jamie Benn eventually comes back, and then these guys, the Sam Steels, you know, are maybe playing with the Ritkovians, and then Bork has to fight for his place in the lineup, or, you know, Bork is playing in a, you know, he gets maybe some chemistry going with whoever that may be, whether that's, you know, Wyatt or Robertson or whoever they decide to put him with. But it is hard for a younger player to take that next step and to be consistent. And you even look at Jason right now.
Yeah.
You know, if you look at what is, I think he was a top minute player for forwards last season. Now Wyatt was, and I think he may have been second. But Jason gets a lot of opportunities, and yes, he cashes in a lot of times, but he's also really streaky. So he'll go and he'll have whatever, four games, five games when he's not getting results, and then he'll go and have five more where he is. And that's just kind of the way it is with hockey. You know, it's almost like baseball, where, you know, what's a good average? 300, but then that means 7 out of 10 times you're not getting a hit. So hockey's a little bit the same way, that you kind of have to take the big picture and see where things are going. You know, Maverick is a younger player, and he's just kind of, you know, finding that stride, and he also has to find it in a way where hopefully all the best skill players are there and he can play on their lines.
You mentioned Jason Robertson, and I feel like we talk about this contract situation a lot, and I'm sure you talk about it a lot as well. The one thing I will say is that with all the time you spend around Jim Neal, he has never wavered. He continues to say, we want Jason Robertson. So to me, you know, I mean, that's kind of a general manager's job. You've been around a lot of GMs over the years, Mike, but it seems as though, you know, they're, you know, focused when the time is right to get Jason Robertson signed.
Yeah, and they've done a great job of setting up his contract in a great way, because if you look at what they did with Mikko Rantanen in Colorado, he was going to become an unrestricted free agent.
Yeah.
So now you're having you know, conversations, and you're like, okay, well, I'm getting a little bit nervous here, because he's not really committing and saying, hey, I want this or want that, or, you know, I'm ready to sign on the dotted line. And I think the way that Jason set up, he's a restricted free agent at the end of the season. So I think you just wait till the end of the season. Now, again, if both sides are really happy with a contract that they can live with, sure, go ahead and sign it. But if I'm Jason and I can get, you know, 40 goals or 100 points, then my value only goes up at the end of the year. And if I'm the Dallas Stars, if I can wait on Jason, then even after the playoffs, I still control his rights. So let's say he does. Let's say he hits for 50 goals and 100 points, and now he wants $13, $14 million. Well, we can't afford it, let's say. Well, okay, we can still now trade him. We own his, or we, you know, we have control of his rights. So either you're going to get a great player at a price that you want, or you're going to take that player and flip him for the draft picks or prospects, just the way the Colorado did it, just the way the Carolina did it. And at the end of the day, I think that's a pretty good place to be. So I don't see any problem with just waiting till the playoffs are over, because then you'll actually know what the value is for Jason, and you can make the decision, yes, we can afford to sign him, or we're going to flip him for some really good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So interesting. very nice that the Stars saluted Dave Zeiss the other day for his 2,000th game. But my bad math tells me at the end of this year, 2,542 games for Mike Hajka. Where's the celebration?
It's close, I think. You know, it's funny because I've talked about that before. Just, okay, where are my numbers? I don't keep them. Part of the problem is that during the COVID times, I wasn't at the games.
Ah.
And Dave Zeiss did have to be at every single game. And then when I first moved from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram to the Dallas Morning News, so that would have been 99, 2000, I was actually the NHL writer. And so then Richard Durrett covered a lot of the games.
Okay, yep.
And did a wonderful job. I miss him dearly.
Yeah,
and so I don't know where my games are. I'm just happy to be there. Most of my family does construction work, and so I always tell everybody there, you know, we could be roofing houses, we could be framing houses in Michigan, and I'm pretty happy to have this job here.
Absolutely. Well, I know the Stars Mavs were in the news and everything, but one thing I will say, being at the barn several times this year, I don't know if you feel it, Mike, but I feel it different than other years. Like, fans are really into this Dallas Stars team right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. The last couple of years, I tell people, like, so we moved to 7 o'clock starts. I don't know when that was, 8 or 10 years ago. And I think the thought process was, people can't get through traffic. People can't get there on time. It's really going to be dull to start games. And when you're in the building, it feels like all the seats are filled and all the fans are excited all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's silly because you're just like, well, of course there's going to be, you know, times when there's not everybody there, and you know, when they're not engaged, or the game isn't that good. But this has, one, been a really good team, and two, the fans have been fantastic. So I hope they can work out whatever they have to work out and be there for as long as they can be there. I you know, it's not my say, and I understand it's a business, but I go to all the arenas, and it's one of the best arenas in the NHL.
Yeah.
Both in appearance and in energy and in just – I like where it is. I like the fact that it's in downtown. So, you know, if I have a vote in it, I hope the Dallas Stars get to play there for a long time.
Yeah, me too. It's a great barn. And I do, like you, I like that it's in the center of town.
Yeah.
When Mikko Rantanen arrived, I think it's this year probably more than other years. I know his locker stall is next to Sagan, but he's very vocal. And I probably didn't pick that up toward the end of the year, but I mean, it just seems as though the leadership role has kind of grown now that he knows he's in one place for a long time.
Yeah. You know, what's funny is I think it's just his personality.
Yeah.
So, you know, we go to the morning skate and I travel with the team. So I stay at the same hotel. And so we're in the playoffs, and I'm trying to think what, if it was in Edmonton or even before that, it may have been before that. So I stayed after the morning skate and was talking to somebody and took the last bus. And Mikko has a routine where, you know, he stays and tries to get ready and does all his work. And, you know, he's going to be Mikko, and Miko's going to be Mikko. And so he gets on the last bus and he's on there with the healthy scratches and the backup goalies and the third goalie, so they brought up from the minors, and then he goes to the meal room and he's eating lunch with those guys. And it's funny because the Finnish Mafia is the Finnish Mafia, and they oftentimes are you know, in lockstep with each other. But here's Mikko just, you know, having a good time with a completely different group of players. And at that time, I really noticed that he, you know, not to say the other Finns aren't leaders or whatever, but he is different. And he has a big personality. He has he's a huge person, I think, which helps, you know. So you look at Shaquille O'Neal or somebody like that, and he has that confidence to carry himself in a big, outspoken way. And I do think he is going to be one of the leaders of this team for the next 8 years. And obviously being in one place helps him, you know, show his personality even more. But he's an interesting individual in addition to just a fantastic hockey player.
Yeah, with all the injuries for tomorrow night's game, I mean, I know regular season retribution isn't the same as the playoffs, but it is interesting, Mike, when you're around these teams for all these years, the sports question that always gets asked is this game tomorrow night different than other games? What do you think?
Yes. I think the fact that it's Glenn, if it was just the Dallas Stars, like if Pete was still the head coach and they were playing him again, there would be certainly be some retribution. But it's this is Glenn's chance to go against some people who are kind of dear friends. This is almost like facing his brothers because these are the people he was there for 7 years in Edmonton. And, you know, so the coaching staff, the players, the trainers, he knows them all. He said this morning, he goes, he's a people person, and he is. So all of this stuff is going to be like a big family battle for him. And then I think the players sense that. I think they feel it. And so, yes, they're playing the team that they've lost to in the two Western Conference finals. I think sometimes that can get too much into your head because then now you're almost wanting to skip the 82 games and get right to the playoffs. And so then that can be kind of a catch 22 for the players. But this one game where your new head coach is going up against his old team for the first time, I do think that it is going to be different. I think you're going to feel that on the bench and on the ice.
He is the senior staff writer for DallasStars.com. He's been covering the Stars, he says off and on, but it's more on than off, since 1994. And he's so helpful within the media section and obviously with all the articles he puts out. And don't forget about after games. It's Mike Hyka asking the questions. Sir, you are an absolute beast. I don't know if you have a vote in the Dallas Stars Hall of Fame. Do you?
I do. Yes.
Okay. Are you voting for yourself?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's funny. So this came up and I don't consider myself to be a candidate, but Daryl definitely is. I mean, here's a man who's being honored by the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And he's also on the committee to vote people in. And he has pushed for nobody who is actively on the, you know, with the team working is eligible for the Hall of Fame. So, like, he's not eligible. So, if I were in there, I would not be eligible.
Okay.
But it's interesting because he, like, this comes up. I mean, he legitimately is a Hall of Famer or is, you know, being honored by the Hall of Fame. And we can't put him in ours until he retires. So, that's the what they have going right now. But I'm, like I said, I enjoy being around this organization. I'm very happy I get to work for the organization because a lot of the external media doesn't get to travel, doesn't get to do the things that I get to do. So yes, I'm a homer in that I work for the team now, but it also provides me an opportunity to be there every single game and travel with them and see everything and help, hopefully help bring it to the people.
And that's one of my favorite swings you just went on, by the way, the Tampa, Florida swing. I've always enjoyed that, you know, as far as like from a fan standpoint, too. You can fly into Tampa, enjoy Tampa, then drive through the Everglades. Maybe if the Florida Everblades are playing in the ECHL, you can get a triple header. But then you get a day off and then Florida. To me, it's like an underrated trip.
Yeah, and those two teams, their organizations are fantastic. I think they've been in, what, 6 Stanley Cup finals or something like that in the last however many years. It's like that's them and Carolina. That you would never think that's the power corner of the NHL, but it really is.
Yeah, well, probably over the next, I'd say, 3 to 4 weeks, I think you're going to be in, considering coming back to Dallas, I think your time change will be 4 to 6 times.
So, yeah. Well, and we get used to it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You're a beast, Mike. Thank you so much. Really appreciate the time on Spits and Suds. You are a Spits and Suds Hall of Famer. How about that?
I love Spits and Suds, too. Going all the way back to Craig Ledwig.
That's right. Absolutely. Well, we love Luds as well. And he's on to bigger and, well, I don't want to say bigger and better things, but he's on to other things, you know? Kudos to
a lateral move. That's all it is.
Yes. Kudos to him. It's awesome. It's all about the DFW hockey community. As I say, we all grow together. Special thanks to Mike Hiker. Hiker, what a great job he does. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Special thanks to the on-time experts and our producer, Gregory Finley. We'll be back with another podcast soon. Until then, have a great day, everyone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.